Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast with me, James Welsh.
And me,
Robert Welsh.
two influencers in the beauty sphere. Two of them, skincare, makeup. If you're new here, we're twins, and that's why we sound the same. And welcome to season three of our podcast.
It's like season one and two, but slightly different.
Yeah, probably exactly the same. No, welcome to season three. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a break, but you know what? We're back. We feel better than ever. And
oh, we're so much better than ever.
We're so much more. And that's for you guys. So
yeah.
Listen. The idea was to come back and be more organized, but listen, has it happened? Probably not. To be honest with you.
Kind of, but also not really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have there been any huge life updates since you've been gone?
I don't think so, you know, but I can't remember when we last recorded, to be honest with you, James.
No, I feel like it was just February.
Yeah, I don't feel like anything's really happened.
Well, let's just get into today's episode. But first of all, we have to ask, Robert, is there anything you've been loving?
James, yes, there actually is. I'm very prepared. This is what we meant by we would be more prepared, is I would be prepared. Robert actually has something to share. So I have been loving, at the moment, the Bioteri Hyaluronic Hydra Foundation. And it's a great foundation. Let me tell you why, James. Because it's a perfect mix between almost like a serum foundation that has a good coverage that isn't overhydrating. It feels like water when it goes on. It's extremely comfortable, but it sits on the skin, well, my oily skin, a lot nicer than any average serum foundation. Good coverage. The only thing is it smells a bit like rose. It's got that Bioteri rose smell, which is in a lot of their products, which can be a bit overpowering, but you know what? I like it, and it's all that matters.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's got like hyaluronic acid in, and that's why it's so hydrating and watery textured.
Yeah. Absolutely, James. Yeah. Absolutely. So, James, is it... And James, how about you? Anything you've been loving this week?
Yes, and James. And James. There is. So my favourite reusable sheet mask, this is Avant Garde by the brand Experiment. And it's like a silicone sheet mask. But hark, let me open it for you. What they've done, so you put your favourite serum and moisturiser on first, and then you trap it all in with this reusable silicone sheet mask, yeah? And then that just allows all the ingredients to, like, properly penetrate the skin. You feel extra dewy and hydrated. But they've added these stretchy bits around the ears.
Oh.
So it sits really comfortable around the ears. And then they do different sizes now. So this is a large for my massive head, and then they do a small for smaller heads as well. And see, I love
that's,
it.
That's such a good idea, because a lot of sheet masks we have to cut down to fit our face, especially around the nose for me as well. And around the beard, it doesn't stick because, you know, beard, but it has ear holes. So that's a good one. I want one of those.
Yes. They're good. You can literally get them on the internet.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Internet. So I'll show the internet later. But I think it's time to take a short advertisement break now before we get into today's topic. And we thought we'd start off season three with a bit of a complain and moan about things we don't like. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But shall we go to the advertisement break?
Let's go to the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow, that advert sounded great. Whatever that was, sign me up for 12.
Yes, I will have a couple of them.
Yes.
Listen, we do love complaining about things, and this isn't really complaint, but this is more about our preferences when it comes to being an influencer. We've always said that we don't really, we don't enjoy being influencers. We love posting content and speaking to subscribers and meeting subscribers and all that kind of stuff. The side of it we don't really like is the social side of it, I guess you can say, right?
Right.
And one huge thing that you do as an influencer is events.
Yes. And yes, especially now, when I first started off anyway in influencering, it was pure lockdown COVID, like just got into it, pure lockdown COVID. So I hadn't, you know, it wasn't happening. And it seems over the past few months, maybe they're getting a little bit more coming back round again. We're starting to see them a little bit more online. But James, you had been to many before
2020.
Yeah, before Twitter.
Tell me about them. Tell me your experiences.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's a little bit different because when I went to these events, I was still working full-time in other jobs. And then, well, this is when I still lived in London. When I moved out of London, the perfect excuse not to go to these events, right? Mm-hmm. But when I still lived in London, I was going to events. Sometimes it was part of my other jobs. Like, it was considered networking and actually really important to go to these events. Did I enjoy them? I think when I was in my early 20s, yes, because it was sociable and you get, you know, there's going to be like free drink and nibbles.
And they'll give you a gift bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you literally go for the gift bag. You like circle in and circle out again. Nowadays, especially after COVID, they just seem like so much more of an effort. And I think really it's because, getting straight into it, I think after COVID, a lot of people realize you don't have to do these things in order to kind of publicize your product or to be social. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's our poor manager, bless her, she's like, I know you're not going to go to this, but here's the invite anyway. Like,
yeah, we get sent invites for events and for some amazing, amazing brands. We get sent them to our email address and our manager kind of like double confirms with us. And it's great to have somebody else turn down the invitation for you. Because we were invited to one that was Fenty, which we love the brand. I love the makeup.
No, I love Fenty skin.
But it was a late one.
Yeah. See, here's the thing as well, is we don't live in London, and obviously all these events in London, so it means event for us doesn't mean like going out, like leaving your house, getting the train, getting the tube to an event, and then getting an Uber home. It's booking a hotel, going to the event, going back to that hotel, then getting back home the day before.
Right.
And often these events are late to late.
Do you know what I mean? So and our journey into London is about an hour. So it's not like, you know, oh, quick pop into the event, you know?
Yeah, I do think if I lived in London, I'd be different in the sense that I would go to like the first couple hours of an event, or it wouldn't be such an effort.
Mm.
But for example, we will go to brand events that like we really, really love. Like the Glow Recipe event we went to recently. Glow Recipe is a brand I love so, so much. And we went, and that's the thing. This is what's annoying, is because we met so many people, me in particular, because obviously it was a skincare event.
Yeah.
So many people that I've been talking to online and who I feel like I already knew because I knew them online.
Yeah.
But to see them in real life and have normal conversations with them and was so nice. And I do it, you know, I would do it again if it was like a brand that I knew these people were going to be at, or like people I knew was going to be at. But I think other than the us just being non-sociable, right, I think the other big deal for us is just like, is it a bit pretentious?
Here's the thing. Brand trips used to be like, and we won't touch too much on this because I think we're touching on it a little bit more next week.
Yeah.
But they used to be very much like, look at us with, you know, looking really pretty on a beach, and this brand,
a brand's paid for this,
right? I'm gonna go into my room and here's all this free shit around the whole room, which now I have to try and fit into my bag. I never went on any of these, by the way, but this is what I thought. This is how I assume it played out. And it used to be like, okay, that, like, people, anyone else who isn't us would probably look at that and who likes going away and would be like, oh my god, that looks incredible. And it is a little bit like, I guess, clicky, like, yeah, you have to be invited, you know what I mean? And it almost suggests a level and stages to influencer relevancy, if that makes sense. Whereas I don't know, yeah, I don't know, James, I don't know, it is, it does seem pretentious.
Yeah, this is, and I've been invited to events where it's like, you know, there's limited spaces, and of course I'm very thankful to be invited to wherever, but there's been a few where it's like, oh, it's limited spaces, like, we've picked you. And it's like, I didn't ask to be picked. It's really bad. But it's like, I also don't kind of like that setup. Like, what I loved about the Glow Recipe one was there was so many different people there. There was, like, new influencers. There was, like, you know, like, people with, like, millions as far as followers go.
It was a really with, like, good
thousands. Like, group it was a really good mix.
It was really, really nice, wasn't it? That's actually the only event I've been to where I've been like, oh, this was actually a really nice time. And we, yeah, it was just nice. We spoke to almost everyone there who we got a chance to speak to. There was free stuff.
It was so, like, at the end of the day, we were all just, like, unshamefully just filling our bags with free stuff.
Because and, like, we love the brand, and they were like, you know, have some. And we're like, sure, why not? But yeah, but it was really, really good. And it didn't feel pretentious. There's some events where you walk into and you're kind of like, okay, I don't feel like I'm part of this event. Because it feels like, I don't know. There's some events I don't want to go to because I feel like there might be a group that always go to the same events.
Right,
yeah. I don't want to be in that group, or I don't wish to be, you know, not around certain people, but I don't like that part of... we've all seen groups of friends and influencers kind of crumble and fall apart. And like, they don't really last that long, so I don't want to be involved with much people. You know where the event I went to the most where I felt a little bit like out of sync was with Disney Plus, and I would go to another one in a heartbeat. It was a Disney Plus summer one, and I was like, I don't know who anyone is here, which of course, because I watch like American maybe people a lot more. I don't really watch like UK vloggers or family vloggers, whatever, vloggers. And I felt a little bit like, oh, you know, I don't really have much in common with these people. So I took some pictures and did whatever for the event. And, you know, you're invited to something that's kind of like, you know, nice to take pictures for them and tag them on Instagram, whatever. And then we went home.
Well, but that's the thing you mentioned about like supplying content. And that's why I feel like there's like two very kinds of different events. Like
using the Glow recipe one again as an example, that felt like just a nice social event for people to meet up and, you know, test out the new products. But the majority of people that were there, I noticed online, we had all had work with Glow Recipe. So we had all already tried the new exfoliant that they were launching. So we weren't there to sell it, or to, there was no like, you need to go to this event and post pictures.
Right, right.
And that's when I start to think, like, as like our subscribers and our audience, like, do they even care? Because I know when I'm, even before I was an influencer, I didn't care about people going to events. I was like, oh, good for you. Do you know what I mean? Whatever.
Right.
But then it makes me think, do people care? Other than seeing some of their favorite influencers together, I think a lot of people know now how these events work, and these events are literally PR for their brand.
Yeah.
So, like, I then start to think, like, oh, I'm here, I'm required to take pictures. Again, not at the Glow Recipe event, but other events. Does this look a bit, like, do people care? Am I, like is this, like, a weird right kind past of...
On Instagram stories, if it's, like, an event, I just, like, swipe to the next story. Because I'm like, oh, I don't really care.
Well, that's like when brands are like, come to this dinner, and we're like, no, just send me the breakdown of the products.
Send me,
like,
the products in a protective bag. Let me talk about this, right? Breakdown of a product. And this might be because I come from a background of makeup artistry and wanting to know everything about a product. There was some... So during lockdown, every kind of event was on Zoom. There were so many Zoom events, and they're a little bit more, okay, I can go on app, because you kind of don't have to put your face on there. You can just turn your camera off and just be there. And there was one event by a brand who I really love, so I won't say too much, but it was like a cooking event, right? And I can't cook anyway, so I sat there with my camera off. But
making pots and pan noises.
Yeah, go beep, boop, beep. Other kitchen noises. And they were like, you know, we're so happy, you know, you're here joining us to celebrate the launch of this collection, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be launched here. Okay, let's get cooking. And I'm like, wait a minute, tell me about... I don't understand. Tell me about my products, because all I have is the name, a brief, like, bit of card with what it is. But tell me, are there any... Maybe it's boring for other people and their attention spans, but tell me an ingredient that makes this product so incredible, why they should use... You know what I mean? Like, break the product down for me a little bit more. If I want to review this, I want to be a little bit more like, what makes this different from any other makeup remover or any other primer, rather than just being like, we love it and have a great time. It's like, okay, so now I have all these cooking instruments... and your products, but I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? So, like, it was
do you know what? I had attended a virtual event with Pacifica, the skincare brand, and I'm not really enjoying their products, to be honest, but I find their ethos very interesting. So I joined the event with my camera off, obviously, while I walked around and kind of did housework. You can still hear and see them. And they were filled, like, their thing was filled with information. Like, I understood everything from their take on, like, eco-friendly packaging to what goes into their ingredients, how they're changing stuff up. It was so detailed in the sense that, like, right now I feel actually interested in trying some more products.
Right,
and then
right.
Eventually, hopefully for them, that will turn into me sharing it with an audience. And I think what it is we're just all over... We all know that it's a transactional deal. It's a transaction. The idea
transactional,
is...
not transactual.
Transaction? Oh, okay, transactional. No, transactional, actual. I think we all know the point is, and subscribers, people who aren't influencers all know, the point is for brands to wind us up and get us excited about a product to then go on and sell it. So they try and do fun stuff with us and all that kind of stuff. Whereas, like... certain events we've been to, including the Glow Recipe one, felt like just a nice time for the agency and the brand to kind of thank people for talking about their products and, you know, this is what we got new for you to try. It felt very much that, rather than...
You know what was really good about that event is we were approached by people who worked for Cult Beauty because it was run by them, and they spoke to us about the products as well and why they love them, about other things. So it was a lot more interesting, and maybe that's just us in terms of our backgrounds and experience with products. We like to be informed a lot about stuff, but like, for example, other
events. It's just like you're just there and you just walk around and have a drink and speak to people, you know, other influencers. Awkwardly. But it's like, okay, but now what? Like, get me some info. I did this really, and I cast this as a really good event online one, because it was with Illamasqua. It was a Zoom call, and I didn't realize that the Zoom call on their side, it was a pre-recorded almost like presentation. Oh, but they had, and they had an amazing makeup artist, Pablo, who used to work for MAC as well. And I met him a few times, and he's done amazing makeup. And I knew, I was like, okay, this is a really good one. And they used the products, and he did a demonstration on a model, and then they had all this other stuff. And so I just walked around and cleaned my filming room while watching this presentation. But it was so great. And then at the end, everyone was like, thanks, bye. And it was perfect.
See, isn't that a better idea? Rather than have all these people attend all at the same time, you could be like, here's a private link for a presentation where we talk about our products. Yeah. You can watch it in your own time. Yeah. If it's an unlisted YouTube one, you can skip chapters, you know, all that kind of stuff. Isn't that more? But maybe we're just unsociable, because I know a lot of like influencer friends who love going to these events, events, and they'll post about it. And I honestly think when you're starting new as an influencer, it's kind of a good opportunity to get other brands interested in you, if like, and agencies, because agencies are always looking out for like micro, I hate that term micro because it makes them sound, I don't know, I feel like they get the same kind of jobs as like bigger influencers now. Bigger influencers, bigger. But they're always on the lookout for like new faces, and when you see these new faces attending loads of different events and posting about these events and doing basically what is free publicity, you get more attention from brands. So I think from an influencer point of view, it's a good thing to do as a smaller influencer or as a new influencer. But I think I think it could do, what is, it's just our age and our kind of like unsociableness where we're like, honestly, we know what the deal is, just send us products and the break down and send, we'll get on with it in our own time.
Yeah, send me a printout of all this information about the products, and we're great, we're fine. Yeah. thank you.
We can, like, do our own research.
Don't like not invite us to Europe. We'll decide if we
we will decide that. Thank you. There are events that we've really wanted to go to, but we couldn't make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's, and it, you know, we're really fortunate to even be invited to these kind of events. But I think it's not just us. I think it's post-COVID, you know. I think it's just people are re-looking at what... not just in the influencer space either, but, you know, people still working from home. Mm-hmm. They've noticed that, like, we don't have to do all these things that we used to do anymore. Like, you don't all have to be in the office and at an actual meeting place at 10. You can do it online. You could just get the information, do it in your own time, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I just think, as miserable as we sound, I think we're just kind of a bit like, we don't need to be doing this.
And it's the same thing, like brand trips, for example, I think are really tacky. And I think they're so tacky. Yeah. Like, everyone come and let's force you all to have a good time.
Yeah, and you have to share rooms with people you don't know.
Do you think you have to share rooms?
I've seen like people share rooms before. There's like two beds.
I wonder if they pre-arrange that, because I would hate to share a room with someone. I would feel sorry for them having to listen to me snore. And not just like, oh, it's not, but like full on, like it would be really terrible.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, here's some free headphones. So the thing is, like, with these brand trips, though, because we'll talk about it a bit more, but obviously the whole point is to just drum up PR again. It's like an extended brand event. So obviously all these influencers that they invite, there's usually like 20, like 10 to 20 in one go. They all pretty much get to go free. They don't get paid because obviously they're on this brand trip, right? Mm. But they do have a deal to post like a certain amount of content a day or throughout the whole month. So for brands, it makes perfect sense to kind of drum up all this like PR attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess like these events are kind of like mini versions of that. Mm. But yeah, that's what I mean. I just think everybody knows the deal, from influencers to subscribers, followers. Everybody knows what an event is for. I do feel like when people are looking at your event pictures, all they want to do is see if you like the product and see you with other influencers who they like as well.
And it's kind of weird just to see like other influencers like be spoiled. You know what I mean?
It's a bit, that's what I mean. Like, is pretentious the right word? It's like, oh, look at all this stuff I got because I'm me.
There are ones I see that I really like where it's almost like they've got them like painting, you know, like doing things, which I think is really cute. Yeah. But when it's like, oh, come and, I don't know, But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, let us know what you think as followers, subscribers, listeners over on our Instagram at is it the double cleanse?
James, please bear with me.
We should
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's at the double cleanse podcast on Instagram.
Yeah, let us know on our post about this episode if you think brand trips, first of all, are tacky like we do. But also, if you care if influencers attend a brand event, do you like skip past their stories? Do you even care? Or do you think it's more about the influencer like being spoiled and kind of like
bribed? Let's just call it bribed.
It's bribed into talking about their product. So let us know what you think down below. But yes, we have so many amazing episodes planned for you this
season. You're gonna be like, what?
Hang on, what?
Season three, what?
Yeah, season three about to blow up. What?
Oh my god.
Okay. cut all of that out. Marcus, cut out the whole episode. But yes, remember please to rate and review this podcast because you are good at it, I must say.
Yeah, no, you are. Yeah, you are.
But we could always do with more. If you want to hear more skincare related content, you can follow me over on YouTube at James Walsh.
Yeah, absolutely, James. And if you want to hear more makeup content here, and even watch, actually, you can follow me on YouTube at Robert Welsh. It's not at, it's just Robert Welsh, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, there is visual and audio options.
Visual
on
YouTube. And audio, yeah.
So... Don't for like. We also have a joint channel, The Welsh Twins. So go check that out too if you haven't already.
Absolutely.
Listen, sorry to moan the very first episode in, but that's just
no,
who we
I
are.
Don't think we moaned too much. We did say, you know, so yeah, a lot. So that should level out the moaning. So that should help.
Yeah, say it.
If you make a statement and say, so, I don't know, it means, you know, don't worry.
It means take everything I said in a pinch of salt.
Exactly. Right. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Actually, James, sorry, this is your...
All right. So we'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.